The cold front that came through yesterday continues to work its way to our east. Behind that front, the air has turned much drier. Our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the 50s this afternoon, which means that in terms of humidity, it is quite pleasant out there. It is a bit cool, though. Temperatures today are running mainly in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. So the air has a little touch of fall in it, and that's the way it will be for the next couple of days. High pressure continues to build in from the west, so we're looking at cool and quiet conditions as we work through tonight, right through Friday. However, there might be a couple of showers, especially across the North Country, as a little disturbance works its way through the upper atmosphere. So maybe a few raindrops, especially in the mountains, tonight into tomorrow across the north. Otherwise, we're expecting quiet and partly sunny or partly cloudy conditions as we work through the nighttime hours into the day tomorrow. Temperatures will chill down tonight, falling into the 50s across our area. It's possible a few spots reach into the 40s in the Adirondacks. However, with enough clouds in place, temperatures will probably not chill down quite that much. We'll be on the lookout for some areas of fog as the night moves along. Moving into the day tomorrow, we're looking for a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Again, I mentioned that small chance for a passing shower, mainly in the northern mountains as we go through the day. And in the mountains, temperatures may hold in the 60s. Tomorrow, most of us will see high temperatures in the 70s. Tomorrow night looks cool, with temperatures falling back into the 50s. Some 40s are likely in the Adirondacks. And then we begin a warming trend on Friday as high pressure works its way a little bit to our south. Temperatures will come up into the 70s to right around 80 degrees. And for now, things look quiet on Saturday. With temperatures right around 80 degrees, there is a very small chance of a pop-up shower Saturday. We'll have a better idea of those rain chances as we get a little bit closer to the weekend. A quick check in the tropics with Erica, a tropical storm that continues to work its way toward the Windward Islands. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for the northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and also Puerto Rico. The storm is expected to move through the Bahamas over the weekend, and it could impact Florida by early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower, patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, chance of a mountain shower, high in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower, patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower mainly in the mountains, high in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.